You're listening to Happiness Rocks Radio. Here we tune in, we tap into the feeling of health and wellness. So happy you're here. Love is the energy of 2024. Love is the frequency. Love is how we manifest. A spiritual war is happening right now. Mm-hmm. And whichever side I pay attention to, whichever side you pay attention to, whatever side you nurture will win. So every moment is important. Every second is important. What are we calibrating to? Mm-hmm. What are we choosing to put our focus on?
We are overdue for a change. And that's why everything that is happening right now, nobody likes change. So it's never a fun thing because it's the unknown. But that's the part where we need to work on faith and to be more in the positive state and try to move forward with that. So 2024 is definitely a big year of change because the darkness is starting to lose more and more and the light is gaining some territory more and more. And the people are starting to wake up. We're being bombarded in every direction with every type of different information from the media, from the news, from the people, et cetera, et cetera. And people are starting to realize and think more in depth of what certain situation is and start to dig more into certain aspect of life to see like, oh, like I got a bad feeling about this. They're going to dig a little bit more to see if it is true or not.
Yeah.
Is it just somebody trying to get more clicks in the media or is it really real what they're actually saying? So people are starting to dig more into it. And with the internet, the information is there. But again, you can have information on both sides. So that is in the positive side. You'll find some people talking about it. You'll have some negative side. Some people's going to talk about it too. So on the same situation. So it's always what you're going to be frequently. Your frequency is going to be vibrating to. You're going to be attracting. But yeah, 2024 is definitely a year of changing. And if we want to get out of the mess that the world is in, we need to focus more in the positive aspect. And like you said earlier, and it is 100% true that 2024 is the year of love. And we need, that's how we're going to be able to conquer that darkness. It's with light. And light is love. So the more people is going to be vibrating at a love vibration level, it's a ripple effect that we're going to be distributing through the world and touching that next person. Even though if you go like at the market and just buy some food or whatever, saying a compliment to the cashier.
Yeah.
Give them a smile of some sort. Just that little thing could be getting that person out of their head, or maybe they're having a bad day. Now you just brighten their day and saying like, you know what? Yeah, there's still some good people out there. So everybody can do their little touch of love that they can give to other people around and surrounding and move forward in that direction. And the more you're going to project of that, obviously, the more you're going to be attracting of those positive aspect too. So that's why it's so important. If you're going to be negative in your head, well, you're going to be attracting negative in your life.
Yeah.
But if you're positive in your head, you're going to be attracting more positive in your life. I'm not saying you're not going to have any negative. The ocean is never stable. It's always moving. The sunlight and the moon is always moving. So our life is the same thing too. Everything is a wave. But right now we're starting to the crescent of going back upward in the positive way with life in a positive way because the darkness needs to step aside. So there's going to be a lot of change happening, yes, for sure, in many different directions.
How would you describe love?
A good feeling.
A good feeling, a pure feeling.
Why make it complicated when it's some people try to get like too much integrity in it? It's just a good feeling. It's a good state of mind. It's something to do in to help that person. Us as human being, I know we cannot have unconditional love. It's physically impossible for a human being to do that because we have I'm just trying to find a word there, but we can be bad or good if we want to, and we have the rights of that compared to other part of nature, animals or anything like that. They are programmed to be a certain way. A tree cannot start walking around like we can, or a bird cannot just go and swimming into the water. Like some of them can't dive, obviously, but they can't stay in there for long. So there's laws of nature, and that's part of one of the laws that we cannot have because we have the right of both sides if we want to.
Yeah.
The angels can have unconditional love. God can have unconditional love, but it's at a level that we can't comprehend yet. Our brain's not good enough for that, but we can still try and be as positive as possible and be as given
like,
as possible.
Do you mean unconditional love for people who have harmed us? Because I feel like a mother has unconditional love for her kids. You know, it's like it doesn't matter what they do. It's like it's still this.
True, but she still get mad once and twice after.
Yeah, that's true. So that's what you mean. You kind of mean like it's impossible to just always be kumbaya, as
No, exactly. Life is not that way. So it's impossible. If it would be possible, it would be daytime all like sunny every day, all day, every year. Mm-hmm. Like months after months after months, which is impossible. That's not how it works. We need to have the darkness to appreciate the light. We need to have those little pitfalls that we have so we can learn, so we can grow as a person and to become better, because the only time we change is when we're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So we need to be uncomfortable to move forward. But that love part is definitely a big part of helping you moving forward and get out of the pit as much as possible.
Yeah. It's a higher self version of a situation. But even if you choose your lower self out of a reaction state,
oh yeah,
you can still bring in that love to, you know, think about, oh, how would I do that differently? And almost like take ownership for the part you played in it, but have understanding and compassion for, oh, well, you know, this piece hurt me, so I did that, or, you know, just...
Emotion is definitely one of the biggest lessons of life here on Earth.
Yeah.
For sure. I think it's one of the most primordial, because most people base their decisions on love. On emotions.
On emotions.
We should not let our emotion control our actions, but instead use our emotion as a guide to do the proper action. So if we use our emotions as a guide, so basically when you drive your car, you'll see your meter of full gas or empty gas. So that's your meter. So emotion is the same thing too. So if you're in a state of emotion that you're in negative emotion, that means your train of thoughts and your action that you're doing is in the wrong direction. So we shouldn't behave on, oh, I'm mad, so I'm going to make everybody mad around me, and everybody's going to know that I'm pissed off right now. This is not what it's made for. It is made to show you and guide you, like, oh, you're thinking the wrong way right now. You're anxious, you're mad, you're stressed out, whatever it might be. That means whatever you're thinking right now, whatever you're doing right now, it's not what your life path is. Mm-hmm. So it's time to reflect on it and try to change. Okay, what can I do to change my emotion about this? So when the easy first thing, you can put some music you love, a movie you love, play video games that you like, or whatever, anything in a positive mindset, go for a walk in the woods, connect with nature, ground yourself, etc. And during that time, when you're doing those things that you love, you're going to be grounded while you do that. And when you are grounded, that's when you're more in the present moment. And when you are in the present moment, you are connect with divine. And that's when you can get some really good answers. And when you connect with divine, that's when you're going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to my job every day. I get up on the wrong side of the bed, as some people say. Yeah. you're waking up backward. You're going to work backward. You don't like it. You hate your boss. You hate the employees. You're just tired of doing that job and you need some change. So maybe it's time to, okay, well, it's making you unhappy. Therefore, your emotion is negative. Therefore, saying that that's not your path. It's time to change. So maybe you just need to change job and find something that actually lights you up, something that you're passionate about, something that you want to do. Or it could be in any direction, but that's just an example that we can do. And when you start looking and see what you can find that would work with you, and you see, like, you know what, this is the one. And obviously, you know me, everybody that have listened to the other podcast from me, I'm always talking about angels because I work with them constantly. Yeah. But they are there to serve us. So you can ask God, ask divine, ask the angels, like, guide me in the right direction. You can have, I'm talking about jobs because I know a lot of people don't like their job right now. So, and that's what's coming to me right now. So I guess that's the example I got to give. But you can even do a job and get the job that you're going to love that you don't even know that exists. So for a quick example, twice that happened with my wife, that she was doing a job. She got, at the beginning it was perfect. She loved it. Everything was going well. And after a little while, everything went the wrong way. We'll say that way. And it was a lot of trouble happening. Some people that were doing some bad stuff. So it was time for her to switch because her vibration is much higher than just a normal person. And she wants to keep her vibration up. And the way it was going, she had to change. So, and she's like, I don't know where to go. I don't know what kind of job. I don't know what excites me. I don't know. I'm like, well, we're just going to ask the angels. So we did. So we did some prayers on that. We asked the angels also. We did everything we could, meditate on it. We put everything on our side as much as possible. And come to find out through a friend of a friend that we're just talking, Debbie was just talking about jobs to one of her friend. She says, yeah, another of my friend, actually, they're looking for somebody to do this type of job. And they start explaining what it is, and you could fit literally Debbie's criteria. And she's like, well, maybe I can just apply for it. She's like, yeah, just give her a call and they'll arrange that. Long story short, basically, she got the job before the interview without even giving her resume. And they took her, and she started her job, then she gave the resume.
So and doors open.
Yes, doors just open, boom, 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 just like that. And it's when a job that she did not even knew that existed. But that's the work of angels. You cannot fathom, you cannot see how the angel is going to be working. Even though you can't see in your mind, how can I get from point A to point B? With the angels, they'll make it happen. It's like driving in the middle of the night. You only see 100 feet in front of you at a time, but you'll know you'll get to your destination. The angels will make the route for you. The E part is energy.
Yeah.
M is matter and et cetera, et cetera. The E part is the energy. It does creates and work in your favor when applied correctly, obviously.
Yeah. But when you are in the victim state, very hard to remember the help that's always there. But literally just a final surrender of, okay, well, let me choose something better. It's incredible how quick a manifestation can come through.
Yep.
Especially when you're in the darkest times, and then you do choose to, okay, I'm going to choose myself here. I'm going to choose something that's going to empower me here.
Positive energy is much more powerful than the negative. Some people beat themselves up. Oh, I've been negative for like 3 days. That's going to, pardon my language, but it's going to screw up all the positiveness that I've done. It's like, no. It's quite the opposite. It just takes like one third of positive energy to cancel everything else.
Yeah,
it is that much of a difference. And to prove how somebody can change their perspective really quickly, you can have a bad day, like a really, really bad day. You woke up late, you got to work late, your boss yelled at you, you were phone calls nonstop during the whole time, customer came in and just yelled at you, like you're just having a bad day. You need to switch that. And if you can switch it by doing what I just said earlier, everything's going to switch. It's going to start being back in positive. And to prove it to you that it can switch that quickly, we'll say at work, when that is happening, right before your shift finish, you found out that you just won the lottery 649. Boom, you just won $56 million. Has your attitude just changed? Did your energy level just change?
Yeah.
So you just went from super mad to bye, everybody, and you're going to start living your life. So that's just to prove to yourself by that example that you can switch your energy really quickly if you want to. So you don't need to stay in that mud pit this whole time for like days. You can definitely make a decision. It's like, no, we're going to change that. Okay, that $56 million would definitely be nice. I'm going extreme here, but it does not need to be to that extreme. By doing anything that you love and by doing those things that you're going to love, or switching or putting music and making that mindset, okay, I'm done. I'm done being giving myself a little taper tantrum. Little kids that have that, it's okay. We need to have that taper tantrum once in a while. We need to get it out. That emotion, negative, you don't want to bundle it up. It needs to come out. But after it's out, okay, now stand up and move on. Like we get up, dust ourselves off, and move forward and go in the right direction. And a lot of time, it's a good way to make yourself feel good. It's by helping somebody else.
Totally.
That's why they say counting your blessings will help bring your energy higher, will help bring that love back out.
Yeah.
Noticing those things that you love so much. And that's one of the mistakes that I see quite often is people are thinking about me.
Yeah.
Me. Mm-hmm. What can you do for me? And when you learn, same thing as giving love to a baby, how can you think the baby can give you anything? The relationship between the mother and a baby, it's about giving. The mother gives and gives and gives to that baby, and that baby gives back with a smile, with a little chuckle, a little happy face, looking at her mother like she's the world. Like, it's a give and give situation. And if you feel like the other partner is not giving to you enough, that's because you're not giving enough. Always too. And I think I've told you that before too. I might have said it in the podcast too. When you point a finger at somebody else, you have three more pointing at you.
Yeah.
So work at yourself first. And just to give like some people might be like, okay, it's all good, but what tools can you use? What can we do?
Yes, exactly.
I can refer a few books that
Please
are really,
do.
Really good.
Please
so
do.
The Five Love Languages is definitely an amazing, amazing book. Love and Respect, definitely another big, good book. There's also Men from Mars, Women from Venus, and that's also a really, really good book. Positive Personality Profile, that's another one to understand the personality of your lover. So also a very good way to, so you can understand why they behaved a certain way. So also a very good book for each other. So the guy's going to understand how the woman's brain works and the woman's going to understand how the man's brain works.
Yeah.
So that's a really good one too.
Recently where it was like, I was feeling one way. It was with a friend and it was, I could really feel the energies were totally off between us and it was really weird. And we had to see each other a few days in a row. And I'm like, what's going on? This is so weird. And then we had a conversation and I saw how her thoughts were about the situation
mm-hmm.
and how mine were. And it made me be like, oh, well, it makes sense as to why we're not getting along. Totally. Now that I see how you see things,
yep,
your perception is completely different than mine. I get it now. And I can adapt to that. So instead of just butting heads and resenting each other, it's like, oh, let's understand each other a little bit. So I think a lot of those books you mentioned in relationship, like the Five Love Languages for sure,
yep.
Because there can be a disconnect between the love languages.
Yes.
I have done a podcast on it. If I can quickly remember them, it's words of affirmation
yep.
is a way of showing love. So like, oh, you're handsome. Oh, I really appreciate you or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's
all that.
Yep.
There's touch.
Yes.
Which is cuddles and all those really lovely things. Acts of service.
Yes.
So cooking, taking
cleaning,
out the garbage, all those
the kids.
Things.
Yeah. Quality time.
Quality time. Making
I
memories.
I always forget that one, and that's my wife's primarily one. So I got to work on that. Quality time and also gifts.
Gifts.
Yeah.
Yes. It's funny. Gifts used to be one of mine, and now I've forgotten about it. So we change. And we're all a mix of a bunch of them. But
yes. But yeah. You always have two primarily ones.
If there's a disconnect in how you feel love, understanding that disconnection can bring a lot more love.
Yep. Yeah. And that could be used not necessarily with a partner, but it could be used also with coworkers, with friends, families. Like it could be used all around. Like the touch part, I mean, just a tap on the shoulder.
That's right.
Saying like, hey, good job. And tapping the shoulder will bring somebody's joy if it's touch his his love language. Friends, we hug each other. Like could be little things like that or family, you know?
Exactly.
So you can use that to fill up the tank of somebody else's in a different way. So, and sometimes just by looking at them, seeing them around somebody that they love and then paying attention how they show it.
Yes.
That's how I usually try to find out what their love language is and then work with that with them. Not to manipulate them, but just to so we can sync more together when we talk or when we're doing stuff. So yeah, for sure.
Love can be found by choosing to see other people as people who are all going through things and have different views. It can also be found by showing appreciation
mm-hmm.
in life.
That's why they say, like we've heard that before, like we need to walk in somebody else's shoe to understand what they're going through. That's pretty much saying, like if you have an argument with somebody or not seeing the same way as them, by trying to understand their point of view, which is not necessarily wrong, would definitely help the relationship with that person.
I feel like we are living in a cancel culture society where it's, you don't think how I do, I'm going to block you, I'm going to delete you,
you know,
that type of thing. And that is definitely not a high vibration.
No.
And it's easy to be hurt if that happens to you as well. Any tips on that, on navigating the cancel culture, of navigating when you have been rejected out of being who you are?
When those kind of things happen, an opinion is not the truth. It's just an opinion. So if somebody has an opinion on whatever it might be, like religion or politics or stuff like that, we got to respect their way of thinking mm-hmm. with that. And now that you're saying that, I'm going through something like that.
But
we just got to respect the other person's perspective and where they got their information about that specific situation there, if it's politics, whatever, that you're for Trump or against Trump, I mean, whatever it might be, it just depends where you're taking your information. Are you taking from CNN, or you're taking from YouTube, or you're taking from friends, or you're taking, like, so you just need to understand the other person's perspective and their way of life, their values. Values will make a huge, huge difference in that. If it's a value for them and not for you, you're obviously not going to take it as importantly as they do. Right. So, but if it's a big value for you and not for them, well, you taking that to heart, but for them, it's like, yeah, whatever.
So I think how we find unconditional love in that is understanding perspective, but then also giving ourselves the love and not being like, but come back. It's like, okay, let them be on that part.
Yeah. And respecting the other person with their values. So if you know it's a touchy subject with that person, don't talk about that around them.
Yeah.
Respect their part. And if they bring it up, you can just let them know. It's like, you know what? The vibe is good right now. Let's keep it that way. I respect your decision and please respect mine. And I don't want to have that confrontation. I don't want to bring us back to that negative debate between each other, why this is better than that. Like, so they're allowed to their opinion, just like you are with yours.
Yeah. The last few years, there has been a lot of cancel culture in so many ways. and I guess maybe it's needed to be talked about here on the podcast. But I don't think it needs to be at the forefront of our minds. I think more, thank you for that, sun. Mm-hmm. Thank you that the seeds we plant this year are going to grow. And maybe it's about distancing, but there's the fine line of distancing and being complacent as well.
Yeah, it's when it comes to social media, I'm for and against in the same time with that kind of stuff. So we are bombarded from every direction with social media and it's not reality. And there's a lot of stuff, like even for me, like we'll say for an example, like I do about 3 to 4 times a week, I will do a quote of the day that I'm going to say that I put on Facebook on my storyline. And people say, like, even my mother-in-law's like, she was saying like, oh my God, you're doing such a good job with that. And it looks so well and all that. I'm like, do you know how long it took me to do that little 30 second?
Yeah.
That took like 20 takes for me to be able to make it show like it's natural and coming out. Well, it's fake. But for me, my part of what I'm doing is to give that information out as good as possible so people can start looking at this, because I'm trying to bring more positive and more love into life. So I'm using those social media platform to try to bring the energy of people up, which a lot of people is quite the opposite. They're using it to get more clicks, get more popular, and get that dopamine hit. Like those social media, like having that next click, or they're just scrolling down, your brain receiving over and over and over that dopamine hit, which is super addicting. And it can bring yourself more in a depression direction with all that. So for me, when it comes to social media, I'm trying to not navigate too much into this because of all the fakeness and all the bombardment of information is being thrown at you. Some of them is not even important.
It's hypnotic too.
It is. It really is. And I saw the big difference a few weeks ago. My wife and I went to Puerto Plata in the Republic Dominican. And we were a full week with nothing. So as we went there, Debbie was telling me, like, no cell phone. I'm like, well, we're going to take pictures, but we're not going to use a cell phone. And we barely used a TV that was in our room, and it felt so good. So relaxed. Not just because we were in vacation relaxed, but also, like, we didn't have that, again, that dopamine hit over and over and over and over again on in our body.
Been so quiet on social media lately, and I'm feeling a little bit, I mean, this isn't love frequency to be feeling this way about myself, but I've been feeling like I've just stopped and I've neglected all of the people who come and, you know.
You saw it that way.
I saw it that way.
But technically it was a detox that you were doing to yourself.
And it was, and it was needed.
Yes, and detox is not fun. Ooh. When the body detox, it doesn't like it. It's trying to shake it up to go back into that.
I was saying this to my sister last night. Like, I went to my sister's place and it was just wonderful. We went outside. We went and we took all the maple water
Oh, nice.
From the trees that they tapped. And It was just so lovely. Me and my nephew made a snowman, and then he did punch it to the ground because I told him it's going to melt soon anyway. Dinner together, and I was telling Jeff, I was like, I feel like my life is so much happier without. Finding that balance is very, very hard. And I said to Jess, I'm like, I've been really pouring into myself, but on social media, it probably looks like, where did she go, right?
We it's just sometimes recharging think, batteries.
We sometimes think people will notice and they probably don't even notice.
Yep. Come back to the source. Come back to who you are as a person so you can bring back that good information to your to listeners and bring back that energy back up. Because it's hard to give positive and be energetic when you're depleted. It comes out fake and yeah. People see it and hear it. And
they
people
do.
That are very receptive like us, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are, we detect that right away. You hear it in the voice that it's not as energetic. That's why people love music so much, because you can feel the emotion of the singer when he's singing. There's people connect with that. It's not necessarily just the words, but the vibration of the voice that comes out really touch the other person's emotion. You can feel what's going on into that song.
That's true.
So it's the same thing when it comes with your podcast, and you want to be able to be 100% when you're giving to them, right? So you want to do, you got to recharge your batteries, like we said earlier, and bring yourself back, because we're going through a little rough time. Like, hey, we all go through it. Nobody can avoid it. So it's just how long you're going to be in it. That's the important part. We can't decide if we're going to go in or not, because we are going to go in. But it is your decision how long you're staying in that pit.
Mm-hmm. Consistency is something that's really respected, and like discipline and that type of thing. And it is a way of building trust with followers and things like this.
Yes.
How do you know if you're choosing love or fear in that, you know?
Again, it's that meter with your emotions.
Yeah.
It's your emotions is going to tell you if you're going back to fear. You'll be in it until you actually realize it.
Yeah.
It's like somebody that's trying to stop swearing. And then he's going to swear. He's like, oh, shit. Oh, damn. Like, and you just, you say it 3 or 4 times and then realizing, okay, I got it. Like, I caught myself this time. I didn't handle it correctly, but at least you caught yourself. And as you progress, you're going to get better and better and like start saying it before it actually comes out and get better at it.
One of my friends, she dressed up as a Egyptian sun god. I forget which one it was, but it had the sun on the head and everything. And I was like, that would be a good idea to have a YouTube channel where you come out whenever the sun wants to come out. It's like, it's not consistent, but
everybody's trying to have that perfect life. And the way you were talking, you want to be free as a bird to do whatever when it feels good.
Yeah.
And that is okay. I don't know if you ever noticed, but birds, when they fly, they all turn together.
True, they do. Yeah.
And my father was asking me, we were actually talking about that, like I think it was last week or the week before, and says, how did they know when to turn, how many degrees, and how fast? And he said that like many years ago, and I'm like, kept reflecting on it. And he says, that's probably the tail moving, and then they see the tail move from the leader, and then they all do the same. But I was like, nope, that doesn't feel right. So I kept reflecting on it, and I meditated on it. And then I saw fishes doing the same thing in the ocean. And I'm like, I know what it is. It's the energy flow that's in the air. Like, we don't see the wind, but if you put an empty bag, you'll see the wind going all over the place, right? The bag's going to be moving with the wind. So I'm like, the birds are following the energy flow that is happening. That's why they're following that channel, basically. And the fish does the same thing and all that. So basically what you're saying with your podcast is literally doing the same thing too. You're going to be following that energy when it feels right. And when you're positive in that mindset, you're going to follow that way. And then you're going to do your podcast. And if it goes into the dip, you're going to hold and wait. And then when you come out, then you'll talk about that hole and explain how to get out of that. So you're just going to be free bird flowing all around, compared to what we've been told from school, from leaders, from people that are influencers, that you need to be, no, you got to do 3 podcasts a week. It always has to be on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you got to keep doing that because your follower is going to be, you're going to lose following people if you're missing a day and all that. It's like, that's not true. If you're a melancholy personality, yes, but that's just 1/3 of the population, or not even actually, I think it's 23%. So all the other people, the other 3/4 of the people, they don't really care. When there's one out, they'll listen to it then. So you follow your intuition. I think there are more people that are more open spirit type of listeners, which is more your type, like you. So they follow the same thing.
Certain vloggers who they just inspire me. And exactly that. They don't have any videos right now. And it's like, oh, they're doing the same thing as me. One of them came on recently and she was like, it didn't feel authentic. So I hope that's okay with you guys. Here I am. And it did feel comforting.
Yeah.
It did. But I also want to make sure I'm there for people. But I got to be there for me.
Yes.
Too, right?
You humanize yourself.
Yeah.
You are human too. Like, yeah. Just like everybody else. And I know, like, you were going through a little bit of a hard time these past month and a half-ish. So did I. I'll be 100% honest. And many of my customers, too, they're all saying, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Before Christmas, it was super harsh. Then Christmas time came up. Everything was really nice. January was really nice. And then February, it all went back down. And there's so much more than people realize how deep things goes. Like, we have the physical world, but we've spoke about that a few times in different podcasts, how more in the energetic side, how much deeper it goes. And I'm going to go a little bit further into this, and hopefully I won't scared anybody else, or I won't be judged too much, but whatever. If you judge me, it's because you're not ready. But there is other energetically things happening in the universe. We're not the only planet. I mean, if you think that we're the only living species on this planet in the universe, time for you to grow. So there's so much more with all the planets, with all the galaxy going on and all that. So there's other situation happening in other places. And I think it was probably one of the first podcasts we've done together, I was explaining with the whole COVID situation, how the energy was being broadcast from each human being that was negative because we were scared, we didn't know what to do, we were anxious, and each human being was energetically not shooting out, but basically expressing that energy, and it was being broadcast all over the world because everybody was doing that, and it brought the energy of the Earth down. Well, our energy affected other planets because each billions of human beings were emitting that same energy over and over again for 2 years straight. So that's a lot of ripples. If you want to see in the water, it's a ripple effect that keeps going and going and going. Yeah. So other planets were affected by our energy. And what's happening right now at the end of February, the beginning of March, is we're feeling a ripple effect from another planet. The darkness have won a battle, not the war, but a battle, and it affected the species that are there right now, and they ripple that energy. And if you think of like a cork that's in the water, and you like 10 feet away, you just, or couple of meters away, you slap your hand on the water, you'll have that ripple that's going to hit that that cork, and that cork's going to shake up.
Yeah.
Well, that's literally what just happened on planet Earth. We had that ripple from that planet of that energy, negative energy of that darkness that has won over them. They will be okay eventually. It's just they got to shake it up and move forward, just like we did a few years ago with COVID. So people that are very receptive are being affected by that. So it's not just the Earth situation going on with the wars and all that, but there was also that ripple that came and hit planet Earth, basically.
Makes sense to me. It really does.
So we really got to expand our mindset when it comes to things like that. And there's also we're being helped not just by the angels, but there's a many different dimension from the planet Earth at different frequencies, which is a different level of heights, we could say, like Earth 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's some people living on those frequencies, similar to angels, which is like 26th dimension or something like that, depending which one you're talking about. But anyways, and those work with us too. So it's such a spider web in 3D that is happening right now, that we are literally being bombarded every side. But they are helping on the other side too. There's a lot going on from what we cannot see that is helping planet Earth and trying Earth people to get out of what we're having and having the cleanup that has been happening. That's why 2024 is such a big year, because there's going to be a lot of cleanup being happening. It's already started. There's a lot, massive, massive arrest that hasn't already been done here on Earth that we don't hear on the news, obviously. But you can definitely see some information being from private news reporters that are not controlled by big corporation that are releasing that information out. You just got to dig for it. But yeah, there's been some massive, massive arrests that has been done from people that were trying to take over the world, basically. Or steering the world in the wrong direction.
Well, there's definitely been a major energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A spiritual war is happening. Whichever side I pay attention to mm-hmm. and nurture wins. Every moment is important. What are you calibrated to? And it's exactly what Anne-Marie McKenzie talked about with the energy of eight, of how it's just so important this year.
Much deeper than we think.
To really pay attention to what you're thinking about, because it's an instant manifestation.
It is. It is. It is. And it's,
and when
it's
you
all part
think
of that
of, like, the other planets influencing and all of that, and dark and light and the spiritual war and everything, it makes you really want to bounce back if you're in a low place. And interestingly, like, when I was choosing not to podcast, it was a mix of self-care and love for me, but it was also, I did feel a dark force making me feel silent, like feeling like I did when I was a really shy little girl. I remember feeling when I was a little kid, when I'd hang out with others, if I wouldn't talk right away, then a half hour in, I remember my mind thinking, well, I can't talk now. They'll be like, who the heck is that? Like, what the heck? You know? And I'm not really a shy person anymore. Yeah, you too.
Yes.
And you just torment yourself. And it's like, there's, it's almost like it's, it's like you've hypnotized yourself that you can't open your mouth.
It doesn't come out yet.
But it felt like that a little bit with the podcast. Like, even knowing that we were coming in today, knowing, okay, I feel ready. I feel good. I'm going to not, like, I'm going to choose to get back up, you know. There was a part of me that was like, oh, I feel really shy. And it doesn't feel like it's from me. It feels like it's from something trying to not get the message out.
Yep. The darkness works in different ways.
Yeah.
And when we say darkness, it could be many different directions, from a bad person, from entities, from just dark energy. It's still a war, and we're in it. And if you're a person of light that's trying to help and, like, to help people and just make people grow and try to be an influencer in the right direction and bring more positiveness and all that, well, guess what? The darkness will try here and there to put doubts in your head and try to play around with you and try to stop you from helping the people. So it will happen, and it's sad to say, but we don't want to be scared of that, because the first thing that gets rid of the darkness is light. So as soon as you put a flashlight in the dark room, boom, it's just that easy. So you just channel that white energy into you, and you're just going to get rid of it, of the of that darkness, and you follow your instincts.
It's important to get the energy work, really, whether you do it on your own or you you hire somebody, you know.
Definitely.
Like, I could have probably opened my throat chakra again by being like, no, I'm going to sit and I'm going to sing. I'm going to just do it. But I didn't.
Yep.
Instead, I
It doesn't take much,
you. Yeah.
It doesn't take much just to plant that seed in your head and start doubting yourself and start, and then you just snowball effect.
I feel like a broken record, because I feel like we say this all the time on the podcast. So let's end by going into some actionable steps. The first one we're going to do is, if you're feeling anger or you're feeling really stuck energy, I want to talk about that exercise you told me, the ABC.
Yes.
So let's do that.
So it's super easy. So you're going to, the best thing to do, I'll tell two different versions. So there's one version you're going to do in nature, so in the forest. And there's another one, if you live in the middle city, you can't free yourself. You can't go in the forest. That you can do that at home or somewhere safe where nobody's going to be hearing you, because you're going to be screaming. But if you can go in the forest, find a beautiful tree that's very strong, you want to have that. And then obviously another place, a place that nobody can hear you. So if you're here in Moncton, don't go to Centennial Park. The cops is going to arrive, because they're going to be wondering if somebody got murdered or something. But you want to go find a really good tree that's healthy, because you're going to be able to regenerate yourself with their energy from that tree. You're going to be screaming when you're going to say the alphabets, and you're going to be doing like 100%. You got to push 100%. So I strongly suggest that you warm up your vocals before doing it. Sing some songs, whatever it might be, because you're going to lose your voice if you don't. And you're going to say, what makes me an ABC is whatever it might be in your life, the politics or the discrimination of people or whatever it might be, whatever bothers you that really gets to your roots, that has been bothering you emotionally, that's what you want to say. So what makes me an ABC is what I just said. And then you do the full alphabet screaming. So you start with the ABC, at the beginning, screaming, and then you say what you don't like, screaming, and then you do the full alphabet, screaming. So I suggested you do three letters at a time.
I'm just picturing you do it. I just can't even picture it, really. I love it.
Good. I don't want you to picture me doing it. But you'll do like, whatever's bothering you, it's like, it makes me A, B, C, E, F, G, H, I, L. And then you go right up to Z, full out, like full out. And try to do only 3 to 4 letters at a time, because if you try to get to Z without breathing, you'll pass out. So do it 3 or 4 letters, take a breath, 3 or 4 letters, take a breath. And like literally you can do your fist, you can tight up all your muscle and really like bring it out 100%. After you did it right up to Z, if you're not crying, if your body's not shaking, you might have done 80%, 85%. Take a few breaths, do it again. Even I've been doing that since I'm 15 or 16 years old. And I did it, when was the last time that I'd done it? I think it was last summer that last time I've done it. And I still had to do it 3 times before it like, poof, then it let go. I literally like bawled like a baby and shaking crazy. I'm like, there we go. Now it's out. It needs to get
so
out.
So that's what you're looking for, is the tears and...
Yes, the body to be able to empty the glass. So basically, if you imagine your body being like a clear glass and it's full of mud, mm-hmm. there's just junk in there and it's just you're capped out with what's going on in life, in your life. So you need, even though if you put some good pure water in it, it's still a muddy water in your glass. So you need to empty the glass to be able to pour some new water in it. So that's how you're going to be able to empty the glasses, by doing your ABC like I just said. And after you do it the right way, that's when you want to sit down at that tree roots and just go in a meditating state, because now your adrenaline is like way high when you do that. So you need to recalm back yourself down, and you can start imagining all the branch of the tree and all the leaf of the tree absorbing the sun energy going through the tree itself, and going the energy going through your body because you're touching the tree, and then visualizing the same thing from the roots, taking all the energy of Mother Earth going through the tree and into your body. So you're refilling back your body with that clear water by taking all that energy back in from that tree, because that tree gets it from both sides. Stay there the time that it needs, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, whatever your body needs. It's your time. There's nobody to judge you except yourself. So just yourself. So you refill back your energy back up. And once you feel ready, you can go home, and you're going to feel so much more lighter. It is incredible. If you cannot do it in a tree, you can do it at home. If you live in an apartment building, don't do that. Try to go like at a Walmart parking lot and do it in your car, where there's nobody, like after the shift is over, when everything is closed, there's nobody there. So you just crank up the music in your car and just do your ABCs in there in the car. So you don't scare anybody else. That's why you want to do that way. You won't be able to get the energy from the tree that way, but at least you'll be able to empty the glass. And you can still go into meditating state and just channel the white light through your crown chakra and bring that energy into you. That's another good way to do it if you cannot do it in the forest. But it's definitely, or drive to a forest after and do it there. That's also another good way to do it. But it's definitely a good way to pull it out. Yeah. And it works. It totally works, as silly as it is. And it's easy to see that it works, because look at the children at school. First graders, second graders, they get a fight with their best friend. They do a taper tantrum, and then dinner time, they're together eating lunch together.
Yeah.
Because they got it out.
And it's just inspiring, and it's something, like, I think that it's important that we do these things, because our light matters.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said with that example of another planet being affected, and now we're affected, and it's not just about me, it's about...
so much more.
If there is this big spiritual war going on, us choosing that light is so important. That doesn't mean bypassing. And that's why I like your example about releasing all this mud, releasing all this anger. We're not bypassing at all.
No.
We're realizing, okay, this is not mine anymore. Maybe it was. Maybe it's something I did. But I'm not going to take this with me anymore, because it is dark. It's muddy. It's not good. And to end, I'd like to mention your business, as you are the sponsor of the show. And I think I'd like to hand that over to you, because, you know, it's a very complex thing that you do with the pulsars and everything. I always, when I mention it, I'm always like, you know, I feel so connected. It's all about how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you talk a little, short little burst about whatever comes to mind about what you do?
real quick for the people, we work with energy, and the energy that I work with is pulsars, specific frequencies to work at different level of the person, so mental, emotional, or physical, and we go even to the spiritual side. So that's just a real quick GIF, and it's scientifically based, so that we can actually take meters and test the frequencies that we're working with. So it's an amazing, amazing practice. I'm one of the only ones that I know in Maritimes for sure. In Canada, I have not yet found anybody that does what I do. But it's very, it works really, really well. And as we were doing the pulsar session with that customer, because you know there's a lot of information coming from the angel because our vibration goes up, so the connection is much closer during sessions. And that customer was asking me, like, what is pulsar? Like I see them, but what is it? So I was just explaining real quickly the science base is based on made up of microcrystals and with frequencies, et cetera, et cetera. Not quartz crystals, just to specify, these are laboratory made. To have specific frequencies, and I was explaining what it can do to the person working at a cellular level. Some of them work right to your DNA of the person, and some of them are spiritual. And as I was explaining that, one of the angel came to me and he says, "You humans don't even know one quarter of what the pulsars are capable of doing. They say the work that we do goes so much more deeper level, to a point that there's no physical tool that we can use to test or to show how profound and how much more good it does to the person, not just physically, but also energetically and also soul-wise. So it goes a lot deeper than we actually know." And I'm like when that was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, wow, like this is, I know they're good, and I know there's more stuff that we can do with them that we don't even know yet. Other practice, like right now I'm studying secret geometries, and I'm starting to test them with the pulsars, and it's amazing the power that it has when you put them in certain different ways.
Yeah,
it is just amazing. So yeah, no, it's quite a blessing to be able to
work
with them.
It's kind of like a way that the spiritual world is really anchoring into the physical. It's like
they can
this,
connect, yeah,
this bridge almost.
Yeah, it helps us to do it.
I know I feel it like big time. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited to see the unfolding of it all.
Yeah, so I'm experimenting with different things right now, and I spoke that to my mentors, and she kind of knew some of the stuff that I was telling, but she's kind of curious too to see what the secret geometry I'm going to do with that. She knows a few of them, but she kind of testing me too, like see how far I'm going to push this. So yeah, I can't wait to see the result we're going to get with this.
Awesome. And I really do believe that, you know, there's a part of this podcast that is linked with those, because mm-hmm. I get sessions and then I can just see myself developing a lot more, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, so it really brings the intuition up. It really brings the connection, and people love meditating with them.
Oh yeah. I actually have one on right now.
Yes, you do.
Okay, so let's cut it off here. If you want to book an appointment with Eric, he does do long distance, and he also does in person if you're in the Maritime area.
Yes.
His healing space is located in Riverview, New Brunswick. So I'll have the links to all of the things in the show notes.
There's a lot of video on YouTube and Facebook, and go check it out.
Yeah. Thank you so much for just all that you do and for this amazing, love-filled conversation.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Happiness Rocks Radio. Remember to prioritize your own vibration. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Happiness Rocks Radio. Remember to prioritize your own vibration.